At the last global climate change conference in Kyoto, the United Nations established a fund to address the urgent and immediate needs of developing countries. The Least Developed Countries Fund prioritized more than 400 climate change projects. But 8 years later, a study by the Danish government says just one of those projects has been funded. Relief officials in Africa say the Copenhagen summit must do a better job of addressing the needs of developing countries. Thomas Yanga directs operations for the UN World Food Programme in West and Central Africa. For some people, climate change is a new phenomenon that will impact them in the future. But Yanga says many others have been living with the negative consequences of climate change for years. In Sahelian countries, for example, Yanga says environmental studies since the 1970s have shown the steady advance of the desert and irregular rains that cause floods and drought. Yanga says the World Food Programme hopes the Copenhagen summit takes into account communities that are already living with the impact of climate change and are now more vulnerable to changes in their way of life. Climatic studies predict agricultural production in Sahelian countries could be cut in half by 2020.
L'un des impacts les plus significatifs, c'est que ces communautés n'ont d'autre choix que de migrer.
Yanga says one of the most significant impacts of climate change is the migration of people abandoning lands where they've lived for centuries. He says the World Food Program is working to stabilize the environmental impact of climate change by planting trees, refertilizing soil, and better managing limited supplies of water.
Pour Copenhagen, ce que nous disons, c'est que les effets.
Yanga says for the Copenhagen summit, the World Food Program is asking donors to help people live decently by ensuring food security in areas affected by climate change where there are already higher rates of malnutrition. Poor rains in the Sahel this year mean harvests for staple food crops will likely be a third lower than normal in Niger, northern Nigeria, central Chad, and northeastern Mali and Burkina Faso. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.